hello story. Just we can have old people, so we just put it in any context or situation we want. Who has realized something and who is walking around, you know, in the nice but a little chilly Swedish spring, sun is shining at least, and talking to God and realizing, because, you know, he's been doing that regularly every day, almost all day long for a month since he got a problem with an eye, which is not getting better. But you can see properly, there's not much else to do than talk to God. So he realized one thing, and he's speaking to God like this. It sounds silly to say even, but I just realize, first of all, what a stupid idea it is to doubt the existence of you, of God. As I've been saying for a few years now, but no one seems to get it, your existence is the most conspicuous of all. I mean, just look at this world. It exists, right? And when you accept that this world exists, because it's hard to doubt that, right? Although I know some they do. You can believe anything these days. Then what do we find here? I mean, consciousness, living people, living persons, living beings, with all that this entails. Intelligence, imagination, creativity, love, hate, envy, greed. I mean, good and bad, but incredible. And the existence, the environment here, nature, the trees and the flowers and the clouds and the, I mean, something completely amazing is here, but not just something, but someone. And that's you. So the main, by far, the main existence here is your existence, your presence. But then the most miraculous and mystical and fantastic is, have you have expanded into all of us, who are also simply you, but parts, rays, like from the sun. And one of those is me, here. And I've realized another thing this month, that, or for this life, that when I simply have that consciousness, that awareness, that here mainly, absolutely mainly, is you, my God, and here's a little part doing my own thing and having a free will to do so, is me, then that in itself kind of merges my tiny existence into you. Not that I become God, but there's no separation. There's no independent existence. And when I am aware of that, and I take shelter of you, which is what happens, then everything is fine. Everything starts to go right, good, and be happy. And so I'm just praying to you. If there's any desire I deserve to get fulfilled, is that please just be present again. I mean, you know, we're always present, but help these, all of us, to be in that presence again, in your presence. And because it's more needed now than ever. And for real, not religions or whatever, but just feel that presence the way I do now. That's all that is needed in this world.